peace. The government has reaffirmed its commitment in making gender equality and women empowerment central to enhance peacebuilding and security efforts in the country. Principal Secretary, State Department for Correctional Services Salome Mejia says women are breaking barriers and occupying leadership roles that contribute to reshaping the landscape of the country in issues regarding peacebuilding and security. Speaking during the 24th anniversary of the United Nations Security Council Resolution, UNSCR, 1325 and Regional Symposium on Women, Peace and Security, held at a Nairobi hotel, P.S. Mejia said the discussions at the symposium would create a path towards sustainable peace that benefits all segments in society. She also clarified that the symposium is also aimed at developing a National Action Plan, NAP, 3 to define a more constructive engagement of women in the future. We have made great efforts to realize key priorities. These priorities reflect all successes that we have achieved and the challenges we have to address, said Mejia. The PS revealed that the strategies that will be developed at the meeting, among them grassroots activism and regional policies, would offer tangible ways to advance women's peace and security agenda. She added that women's participation in the processes will ensure their protection in times of conflict as well as amplify their leadership roles in post-conflict reconstruction. The PS attributed the success of UNSCR 1325 from continued collaboration of governments, civil societies, regional organizations and international partners. We must foster partnerships, strengthen networks and ensure accountability to achieve the inclusive and lasting peace that this initiative envisions, she stated. Principal Secretary State Department for Gender and Affirmative Action Anne Wangombe, in a speech read on her behalf by PS Mejia, rooted for gender responsive and budgeting for peace and security while urging member states to allocate resources towards addressing peace, gender and security. Member states must be accountable and ensure more women participate in peace and conflict resolution, said Wangombe. Regarding sustainable localized solutions, the PS Wangombe noted that there is need for the region to adopt innovative methodologies that work for Africa. It is necessary to utilize local media in sensitizing various communities and involve the youth through the use of social media and other digital platforms, she emphasized. To ensure real change in women peace and security agenda, the PS Wangombe called for an application in gender analysis that will make people to understand the root causes of disparity while ensuring accountability and allocation of resources to promote peace and equality.